News release. Office of the Governor. Denver, Governor Jared Polis and the Colorado Energy Office, CEO, announced $21 million in grant awards Thursday through the Direct Current Fast Charging, DCFC, Plazas program. Funded through the National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure, NEVI, program, part of President Biden's Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, and the state's Community Access Enterprise, CAE. These grants create 290 new fast charger ports at 46 different sites across the state, expanding Coloradans' access to fast, affordable, and reliable EV chargers. This will increase Colorado's existing public fast charger network of more than 1,000 ports by about 28%. Colorado is leading the way in the shift to electric vehicles by making them more affordable and ensuring that driving them across our beautiful state is just as easy as driving a gas-powered car, said Governor Jared Polis. We're grateful to have additional dollars to pair with state funds to accelerate our efforts to become the number one state for electric cars, bikes, and buses. Addressing greenhouse gas pollution from transportation is a top priority in our efforts to meet the state's climate goals, said CEO Executive Director Will Tor. This grant program is a key piece of that puzzle, ensuring Colorado builds enough public electric vehicle charging infrastructure to support 940,000 light-duty EVs on Colorado roads by 2030. Awardees will install chargers in locations across the state, including Cañon City, Littleton, Dolores, Silverton, Yuma, and Fort Garland. Like the first round of NEVI-supported grant awards, announced in August 2023, these awards aim to fill charging gaps along Colorado's federally designated alternative fuel corridors, a requirement for NEVI funding. CEO also awarded CAE funding for projects in communities without adequate electric vehicle, EV, infrastructure. To ensure the air quality benefits of electric transportation reach those who are most affected by transportation-related air pollution, CEO prioritized projects in disproportionately impacted communities. These investments will not only facilitate statewide travel in an electric vehicle, but will also help improve air quality and meet charging needs in communities that currently lack access to fast and reliable EV charging. Colorado is building one of the most comprehensive EV charging networks in the country, said Colorado Department of Transportation, CDOT, Executive Director Shoshana Liu. We believe that nearly every Coloradan will have access to DC fast charging within a matter of years. With more than 100,000 EVs registered in Colorado, and the pace of adoption growing, the expansion of the charging network is necessary to meet consumer demand. As of February, there were direct current, DC, fast chargers located within 30 miles of 78% of the state's geographic area. Grant awardees include charging station operators, fuel providers, convenience stores, and local governments. CEO will provide funding to support the following EV charging infrastructure projects. 7-Eleven, Aurora Colorado Springs, APRO LLC, DBA United Pacific, Colorado Springs, Littleton, Circle K Stores, Inc., Brighton, Denver, Durango, Greenwood Village, Pueblo, EV Gateway, Alamosa, Clifton, Dolores, Lakewood, South Fork, Francis Energy Charging, LLC, Montrose, Helios Charging Inc., Monte Vista, Silverton, Jewel, DBAE Camion USA Inc., Fort Garland, Holyoke, Yuma Loves Travel Stops and Country Stores, Inc., Burlington, Cañon City, Fountain, Pueblo, Walsenburg Phillips 66 Company, Colorado Springs, X2, Grand Junction Pilot Travel Centers LLC, Limon Tesla, Inc., Arvada, Aurora, Bennett, Brush, Carbondale, Denver, Frisco, Glenwood Springs, Greeley, Gunnison, La Junta, Lakewood, Longmont, Parker, Sterling, Wheat Ridge Town of Avon. Avona map of the current funding award locations is available on the CDOT website. CEO expects many of the chargers supported by the current round of DCFC Plazas awards to become available by the end of 2025, and anticipates continuing to offer two DCFC Plaza's funding rounds per year, with the next opportunity expected to open later this year. For more information about this program, including details about the most recent funding awards, visit the DCFC Plaza's webpage.